Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 through 10. By faith, Abraham, I want you to notice that first phrase, by faith. That's what we're doing. That's what we're operating on this morning. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place where he received his inheritance, watch these key words. He obeyed and said with me, he left, even though he didn't even know where he was going. Verse 9, by faith, he made his home, his promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. Key word number two. Then he lived in tents, as did his sons Isaac and Jacob. And look at verse 10. For he was looking forward to the city which foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Three key words. He left, he lived, and he looked. Father, bless your word and thank you for this group that's with us today. We ask that you speak to us, Lord, and just as Abraham activated his faith, he took a step of faith. That's what we're doing today in this service, in this launch service, Lord. Activate faith in this house that we'll be able to grow and see, God, what you have for us in store in this year. In Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews 11 takes us to certain heroes of the faith, and the one I want to look at today is Abraham. As we read Abraham by faith, the Hebrew writer speaks of Abraham. Abraham by faith. When I think of faith, when I think of taking a step of faith or acting out in faith, I think of Abraham. And the first thing that came to me when we decided to do this service, to step out this year, that's who I felt like God was putting in my heart. Like Abraham stepped out and he left. He detached from something to go to somewhere else. Then he lived in faith. We're trying to activate your faith today so you don't just have faith here, but you live out your faith. You leave something, you detach to live out. We want you to live out your faith with us. And number three, he was looking for a city. In other words, he had vision for something greater, for something else out there. And that's what we're laying as a foundation for this church and this service and during this time, that you may look for greater things. Let this year be a year where greater things come your way. Don't think God is a little God or God has something small for you. God, look for something big. If for something greater this year, how many say amen? God has something greater for you. Now, Abraham, first of all, the key first word that I want you to see is he left. There was a detachment. I'm going to just explain a little bit about the framework of faith. There are going to be four D's, 4 points. The first one is it was a detachment. He separated himself. We're going to extract from Genesis chapter 12, which speaks of the life of Abraham. Now, Abraham was chosen from God. He was called from God. He was our father of faith. We look to him. He is our father in the spiritual realm. He's our father of faith. He taught us how to live by faith. One of the things that, as I speak into our team and our ushers and our leaders and even some of you guys, I said, help me activate faith in the house. See, every season, when you step into new levels, it's a new level of faith. 2015 is a new level of faith for you. You cannot live like you lived last year or expect the things you received last year. This year, God has something new for you and something great. Can you say amen? And I believe that for you, for this congregation. So we're activating faith. This is what Abraham felt. The Bible literally says, Genesis chapter 12, he left his father's house. Why did he leave his father's house? Because it was a step of faith. He left comfort. He left that which was familiar. Abraham was not a poor man. Sometimes it's easy to leave something bad because you want something better. But he had it all. He was a rich man. He had money. He had comfort. He left his comfort to step out in faith. Some of you are thinking right now, what am I doing at church at 9 o'clock, at 9:30? Why am I here? You're taking a step of faith. And you're saying, I'm trying something new because I need something new from God this year. And you're activating your faith. You're not just coasting it along and hoping something triggers, something happens, something comes your way. No, you're taking a step of faith and saying, God, I'm detaching myself from my past, from mistakes, from the things that happened last year, and I'm believing for greater things, and I'm believing for something new from heaven for my life. Amen. How many went through something bad last year? Just go like this to me. Just wave at me. You went through some battles last year. How many went through some, like, big storms, like Hurricane Ike, Rita storms? Just go like this. You went through something. I prophesy in the name of Jesus this year, that season is over. You're detaching yourself from the past and the storms. And this will be a year of faith, of new beginnings. This year will be a year where God does something fresh and something new in your life. Amen. So there was a detachment. Let me add a spiritual application. Romans 6:6. Put that on the screen for me. So we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin may be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Notice the key word there. We know that our old self was crucified. The me that was in the past is dead. I am a new creature in Christ. I have detached myself from my old nature because I know God has something new for me, something better. This day, it might take a detachment. This is hard for Christians because we like comfort. We like it easy. We like it smooth, less friction. We like it, you know, if it feels good, it's got to be God. It feels good. But there are times where God tests our faith, and it takes a step of faith. He said, the old self has to die. There's some numbers I have to delete from my phone. There's some Facebook friends that got to go. There's some buddies that I can't hang out anymore. I have to detach myself for the greater things. Amen? I'm a new person. I've been looking for a greater city. I've been looking for something greater. I've been looking and I've seen what God has promised me. So I'm detaching myself because I know something bigger and something greater is coming my way in Jesus' name. Amen? How many know we have a big God? Look, get an attitude with your neighbor and just go like this. He's a big God. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He has something special for you. He has something great for you this year. That's why it should be easy for you to detach from the past so you can embrace the future. Number two, quickly, there's a detachment. This is the framework of faith. There's also sometimes a delay. I put on there, delay does not always mean denial. And here's another thing, especially the American church. We don't like to wait. Man, I went and picked up the cleaners because I had to get my suit ready so in case, you know, I could represent this morning. So I was at the cleaners, and, you know, I was ready to pay. You know, I had the receipt ready right there. And a gentleman comes in with his stuff, and he comes in all hurry and ready to go. And then the guy that was helping me, you know, I'm paying, and he's getting my stuff. And the reason I go to this cleaners is because this gentleman, the owner, once you pay him, he grabs your cleaners, and he takes it, walks it to your car, and hangs it in your car. I said, well, I like this guy for doing that. So I've been going back. I said, this. You know, I feel important, you know. For the first time in my life, I feel important, you know. And he opens up my door and he hangs it. So while he's serving me, this other man walks in with a bag of clothes and just waiting and pacing and just kind of looking at me and just, and I'm like, oh, man, slow down. Simmer. And so, you know, just impatient, just, I don't know, too much caffeine. Mochiato, I don't know, but he was just like this, and I think that's sometimes the way we are as Christians. We just can't wait on God. Got somewhere to go, God. Got something to do, God. Come to church at 9:30, God. Be here. Pastor wants us, and I'm going to speak to you a little bit about what I want to do, what kind of commitment I want you to help me grow this church. Pastor wants us to do this. We're so rushed in the American church. And we're rushed with God, saying, God, I'm snapping my fingers. I'm pacing. God, I'm playing. God, I'm hungry. God, when am I going to get married? When are you going to send me the one? When am I going to have a promotion? When are these kids going to turn around? When is this marriage? When is this husband going to finally get it? When is my wife finally going to cook the way I like it or the way mama cooked? God, when is this going to happen? Why am I in the waiting room? Why am I still in delay mode? God, when are things going to turn for me? This should be the year of faith, God. When will things go my way? Let me tell you something, family, friends, church, true Christians. Maturity comes in delay. and knowing how to handle delay. My wife and I have been praying for children. We're in delay mode, but we're okay. Because even though I'm in the lobby, I still got my praise on. I can still lift up my hands and say, God, I'm looking for something greater. I'm looking for the things that are in store for me, that you promised me. This is the place in delay mode where you'll start learning how to be a true Christian, not a feely Christian. I feel like, I don't feel like it. I don't want to. You don't want to? Put her back in delay mode. Got an attitude about church? Put him back in delay mode. Don't want to submit to your husband? Put that baby in delay mode. And we want things quick. God, I told you. I said to you. Look, Abraham received the word when he was 75 years old. You will be a great nation. You'll be a father to many. I will give you a son. They had no children. It took 25 years for him to get Isaac. 25 years of waiting. Some of you are saying, boy, I ain't got time for that. I don't see how that's going to happen for me. All my friends got this. All my friends got a house. All my friends got children. All my friends got this big job, a big promotion. All my friends are doing all these things. And I'm just on the sidelines waiting. It takes time. Faith is activated. But faith is matured in waiting. God, the reason I got you in delay, because you haven't grown up yet. You still got a dirty mouth. You're still saying those things. You're still hanging out with those friends. You're still, I don't mean to preach to you, especially if you're a visitor. Forgive, this is for my folk, not for y'all. You're visiting, this is for my people, okay? Some more house cooking here. And God will put you in delay mode. God will put a church in delay mode if we don't step out in faith. Number three, quickly here. Genesis 22, 1 through 4. Just to paraphrase. When Moses goes and offers his son as a sacrifice and goes up to the mountain and he takes his son Isaac. This is where God is testing him. See, every time you're in delay, he's testing you. When you're in delay, it's because he's trying to pull something out of you. He's trying to mature you for the blessing. So here, he's in delay mode, but Genesis 22, 1 through 4, when he's going up the mountain, there it is. He traveled for 3 days. Verse 4. 2 days later, he saw the place at a distance. Point number three, you gotta go the distance. You can't quit halfway. You can't quit just because you don't feel like it anymore. You gotta go the distance. All my daddies, you can't be a daddy part-time. You have to go the distance. My father's here, and he still treats me like a son. Talks to me like a son. He will always be my father. Because you got to go the distance. Some of us drop the towel. We give in. We quit too quick. Because something didn't go right. Christians go the distance. Believers go the distance. The church goes the distance. Takes the journey. Your faith will be tested. But you got to walk it out. Matter of fact, some of you right now are saying, this is just too far for me. I mean, I got to get over there. Will you help me go the distance for this congregation? Will you go the distance for the next generation? Will you go the distance for your wife? There's some men in our congregation that their wives are suffering cancer. And I see these men, they bring their wives to church. They sit them down. They take them to go eat. They cater to them. And they love on them. Now, wow, what a testimony. That's going the distance. And I just feel, and I come against that spirit. If there's a quitting spirit that's trying to take hold of your mind, a quitting spirit that's trying to tell you, just give up. We reject it in the name of Jesus. You're a champion in God. You're a child of God. God has chosen you. God has brought you to this place. And you will go the distance. Not just here on earth, but we'll make it all the way to heaven, to that heavenly place. And we will celebrate together as a church. We will make it. We'll go the distance one day and celebrate the supper of the Lamb. Number four, You must have determination. These things link up. And I want to conclude or just finish with this last point. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists. And I love this word. And He rewards those who are diligent, determined, those that go the distance, those that have determination. God, help us, especially this our generation. I've been in meetings all day yesterday, and just what's happening around in the city, around the nation. Church, we need to pray. We need to pray. We need to ask God to help us. We need to shine. We need to be that lighthouse, especially now. I'm not going to get into those details, but I think the church is the answer for America, for Houston, for the government. We are the answer. And when the world, when leaders, when government looks at us, sometimes they just see our faults. Or that failures. Well, the church ain't doing this. Church ain't doing that. Reaching out to these people. But if we're a determined church, I believe God will use us. And we'll be examples for this community. One of the reasons God brought me to Northside, I grew up in here. I grew up in this neighborhood. Literally a mile from here. My mom's parents' house is a mile from here. Grew up in this neighborhood. And one of the reasons I believe God brought me back to this church was not just to pastor this congregation, but to make an impact in here in the Northside community. Some of you come from far. I come from Humble, some from other places. And we drive here. And God has put my heart in this community. I see the crime. New Year's Day, they killed a neighbor. They robbed him, and they shot him right here in the corner, McGallion and Turner. They broke into my wife's car. They stole my mother's purse. This is stuff that happened when we first got here. And I said, God, you brought me here. My heart's here. And I need to make an impact here. That's why the devil's against you. Every time you make a decision and you determine to follow God, the devil will come against you. Determine in your mind right now, I'm going to serve him. Even the word tells us, without faith, it's impossible. You know what the currency of heaven is? It's not love. It's not, praise. You know what speaks in heaven? The business language of heaven, God reacts to faith. And when he sees your faith, this one's determined. This one's not giving up on the family. This one's still praying for those children. This one's praying for the family and praying for whatever they're going through, for healing. And God sees that determination, says, I have to bless her. I have to bless him. I see that they're not giving up. And he is a rewarder of those that earnestly seek him and go after him. And if you want to bless you this year, you got to put your feet to the plow, your hands to the plow. You got to move your feet and say, God, I am determined. 2015, I'm going to seek you, God, and I'm going to wait for your blessings and what you have in store for my life. If you want to be rewarded, determine today. You will do your best. You're not going to slack off. This will be the year where people say, there's something different about you. I see you blow up on Facebook. I see you get mad at people. I see sometimes how you just walk out the room and throw a tantrum. I see that The moment something hits you hard, you're wobbling. One of the brothers, he's not here, he's in our Spanish church. They help us, they work around here. We could tell. I said, now he ain't been here about a month. Oh, we know, we could tell. Determine this year, will you be faithful to God?
You'll be faithful to the house of the Lord. You'll be faithful to the people of God. Boy, it's just me and Jesus, just me and Jesus, me and God. When you connect with God, he connects you to people. That's one of the main reasons we're doing this. God has blessed our church, and we've grown it. We're here every on a Sunday night or something. God has blessed us, and there's explosion happening. There's stuff happening. And I said, we got to grow from this. We can't just keep this. The more we connect with God, the more we need to connect with ministries, with people, with communities, and say, God, we'll connect with them if you stay connected to us. And I think that's why we're here this morning, because we want to connect to you and say, be part of this. This is our faith launch this year. If you go to another church, the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming this morning. But if you're looking for a home, somewhere to grow, somewhere to launch off with us, connect with us, grow with us. Ben, would you help me on the keyboard here? Last year was one of the hardest years for my wife and I. We didn't say much about it, but we explained to the church what happened. We went through some struggles. We literally started the year broken, crying, started the year on our faces, started the year just sapped, just nothing. We were emotionally just, the thing we went through drained us. I said, Lord, I can't pastor like this. I'm hollow. My hopes, everything I had, it broke in front of me. And I feel some of you, maybe you've gone through something. Something shattered you. A rejection of a father. A rejection of a family member. Children that don't call you. Children that, you know, they just don't care. A job that you work so hard and nothing happens. Nothing's changing there. Struggling with bills, debt. There's a lot of stuff just smashing you, just bumping you. And you're saying, I tried this, tried friends, tried another job, tried hanging out, going over here, tried all this self-help books and online websites, and just can't get anywhere. You're drained. You're hollow. You're sapped. You say, man, I just wish this year something will change. I'm telling you, you have to activate your faith. This is a journey of faith. You have to believe again. See, he left. He lived out his faith. And he looked for greater things. That's what you're going to have to do this year if you want that to change. You're going to have to leave some things. Well, I'm just comfortable. These are my boys, my homies. These are my guys. But if they're taking you out of church, out of God, out of spiritual things, to activate your faith, there needs to be a detachment. And say, God, it's just, you've been speaking to me. I see I see a city. I see a church. I see a miracle. And I could stay here in my comfort, but I choose to walk away because I've seen the light. I see my family in church worshiping. I see my family all in heaven. I see the miracle. I see my business growing. I see a church that's full. I see my body healed to obtain a greater thing. You know, you have to live out your faith. You have to live it out. People have to see it. If it doesn't work for you, there is. Look at here. Look at them. They're Christians, but they have the same struggles. They're just as bad as me. Sometimes people want Jesus. We just can't give a good representation. They want peace. They want change. But we got out of baggage. I'm talking to church folks. Not y'all visitors, y'all exempt from this. I'm talking to church folks. You grew up in this church. You were a Royal Ranger. You were a missionette. You went to children's church. You know all the songs. You know better. And God is saying this year, live out your faith. Live out what I placed in your spirit. Live out what you've been taught. Live it out. Faith without works is dead. And we can't be a dead church this year. And he looked. Matter of fact, that's what I want you to do. Would you stand to your feet? I want you to today to look. I want you to look and see something is coming, something is greater. I know this is kind of new for some of y'all. It's kind of new for us. You know, we're trying to find ourselves. My wife's like, how did I do? Is it okay? Is it flowing? I said, yeah, we're fine. We're just going to take this. We're going to ride this horse. We're going. Worship team, they're going in. Man, help me up here, worship team. It's a new project. It's a lot of insecurity. It's what's going to happen? Should we just go back to comfort? Should we just kind of leave it the way it is? As a pastor, I stand before you as a leader of this church and say, help me launch off. Help me look and to see the vision. And to say, I'm here because one day my neighbor's going to be here. I'm worshiping this morning. I'm coming at 9 o'clock, at 9:30. Because I'm believing that my grandchildren are going to grow up in this church. I'm here because I know this is the place that God's going to heal my body. I'm here because this is the altar where my children are going to get married. I'm here because this is where my children are going to get saved. And my family will be restored. I'm here because I'm looking for greater things. And I believe that today. We're going to end like this. If you need a touch from God, this is just a general call. If you need change, maybe this is for you. You don't have to come up, but I'm just feeling that some of you just need a connection. You need an infusion where something just triggered, something just popped you. Something happened when you took that step of faith. God is saying, this year I want to activate your faith. But this is my real altar call. That one's for, if you need Jesus, if you need prayer, this is for you. But this is the one I really want to make today. We've spoken to 25 families. I said, I need 25 families to help me plant this church. We want to be a church plant within a church. Because if we could do it here in Houston, we could do it with them, then we could do it in Brazil. Then we could do it in another city. We could do it in Mexico. We could do it in London, Europe, wherever God opens doors. The reason I say Brazil, because I'm going there in a couple of months with my wife. She's preaching to a big old 8,000 women. I'm going to go there, and I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to do this. That's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to do it. Let her preach. It's a national women's conference. And you know how they talk on Facebook? They send her, in Portuguese, messages. She translates them, reads it, then translates them back to let her know in Portuguese. Why all that? Because we're looking. We're looking. Well, church is so boring. Church is the same old. You stop looking. It's just a drag. Start looking. You gotta look. So I'm asking, if this year you wanna see again, you wanna move again, you wanna activate again, you don't just wanna coast it. Why don't you take a step of faith? If that's you, why don't you take a step of faith? Would you take a step of faith to the altar? You don't have to come. I don't mean that if you don't come, it's not going to happen. But it's for some of us, we just need to take that step of faith and say, God, this, I'm doing this physically so something can happen spiritually. So if that's you, step right now. So I'm stepping for my family. I'm stepping for my children. I'm stepping for the next level. I'm going forward. Because I'm looking for a city.